Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Okay. Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, Queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through, Queen. Hi, Brendan.
Hello, Daniel.
Happy to see you back in one piece from Holly Folly.
How do you know I'm in one piece?
I don't know. You maybe you are like taped together right now. We talk about your adventures there in the pre-show. We obviously talk about May, December, the movie on everyone's lips there. And we have a bonus episode discussing the New Jersey housewives' homes from start to finish.
Wow.
But we have a lot to get to here, main episode.
Yeah, so last night was the biggest night in Hollywood.
The biggest night in Hollywood, especially if you're a chump, I would say.
It was the premiere event for Hollywood Houselift with Jeff Lewis.
Now, is this a returning show? Is this a new show?
It is season two.
Season two, okay.
And the premise is it's Jeff Lewis redoing parts of homes for celebrities.
Okay. This is on Freevee.
Yeah.
And I think season one premiered on Freevee before Ronald Gladden put Freevee on the map.
I know. And Ronald Gladden was even at the premiere, is wild.
They knew how Freevee butters its bread.
I know. So the premise of the show is interesting. I would say the first season was kind of slow. But, I mean, they've got some cool talent this year. Like, they've got Christina Ricci.
Oh, Yellow Jacket girly.
Yeah, Josh Duhamel.
Okay.
There's others. I think Cynthia Bailey pops up on it.
Oh, well.
She's everywhere.
She pops up everywhere. I mean, your ideal show would be, like, Jeff Lewis live, like, BTS.
Yeah, the making of. I think there's some of that. Like, they had Chump Camp earlier this year, and they filmed that.
Not Chump Camp.
Yeah.
Okay, is Chump Camp for the public or just the chumps?
Just, like, the people who appear on the show.
Oh, I'm surprised, like, he's not trying to make money off of it.
I mean, he might. I think they sold shirts.
I mean, you told me this. He lets people take him out to dinner for $10,000, a night.
Mm-hmm. I think he said he has one coming up on Sunday.
Oh my God.
In New York. And he gives $1,000 to his assistant. Okay. So a lot happened on this red carpet because the dolls were there, including one Shannon Bedore. And she is speaking out about the news that Alexis Bellino has been seen dating John Jansen. She said, "I'm not going to lie, I've been hurt. I've been hurt a lot in the last couple weeks because, number one,
stop.
John said that he didn't want to be in the public eye, and he's thrust himself more into the public eye at this point. So I'm quite confused about that." And then she goes on to talk about the lawsuit that Jim Bellino had filed against her. And she says, "John is very aware of a lawsuit that I was involved with Jim Bellino, and Alexis was involved in that lawsuit. I was financially and emotionally devastated for years, and I won, but it devastated me financially. And I'm a single mom." John's aware of that. So then Vicky also is speaking out on this red carpet.
Mm.
And she's commenting on both. I think actually, first of all, Vicky did one of those Lincoln bio clickbait interviews.
She took a page out of Teresa's book.
Yeah, but she's been doing them a lot. But this one was actually like new information.
I think the three queens are Teresa, Vicky, Kim Zolciak.
Yeah. So Vicky like tweeted, as promised, I am not holding my tongue in my thoughts on Alexis dating Shannon's ex. I am disgusted and telling all.
Like the Vicky fans online have been pointing out like how Vicky calls everything disgusting, and now I can't stop thinking about that.
I know. And I think most of the interview that she did, it was like short. She was just calling Alexis disgusting. But then like Alexis posted on her Instagram story just 2 hours ago.
Oh my God.
With a screenshot of Vicky's tweet and saying, very disappointing to see this from someone I considered a friend. I know things can't be so bad at Coto Insurance that you resort to grab quick cash from a clickbait article trashing me. Sad that you seem to forget that there are two sides to every story, and unfortunately 100% of your assumptions are totally false, Vicky Gunvalson. Happy holidays.
So Alexis also posted something else separately. I don't know if you've laid eyes on this.
No.
Now, I'm going to paraphrase because I don't have it in front of me. It's essentially like, I don't know Shannon. I was not on the show in the same time as Shannon. I've never met Shannon. I've never said hi to Shannon. Mm-hmm. I don't owe Shannon anything. Like, there's no girl code because I don't know this woman.
Right.
Which I think is, like, fair.
What do you think this means? Like, obviously, the rumors are that Alexis might be getting an orange. Like, this makes it hard, right?
Well, yeah, because, like, how do you go in filming, like, a group scene when, like, you're already hated?
And all the dolls, like, from last season just went out to a holiday dinner, so they're rallying around each other in a way.
Okay, but then I did hear somewhere that, like, Shannon and Tamara were not good right now because, like, Tamara was fucking around with Alexis Bellino.
Okay.
So, like, the fact that that's happening makes me believe, like, guys, she's coming.
I mean, in the past several years, we haven't had, like, these kind of casting rumors that sound actually kind of really exciting for OC.
OC, we, like, barely pay attention to what's going on when they're not on our TV screens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to see it.
And then Alexis was with Heather at Kathy's.
Oh, yeah.
How could we forget that?
And, like, even Alexis being invited to Kathy's.
And wait, did you see also People Magazine? I think it was two days ago. Love was winning. Like, essentially, Alexis and John confirming they are dating right now.
Wow.
It was a modern day Harlequin romance novel.
Oh my God, you love that quote more than anything. Just like looking at your Twitter feed the other day, I just like went to look just because you're shadow banned and sometimes I have to check in. And there were like multiple things that you had just like quote tweeted and said love was winning.
Well, Amy Roback and TJ, what's his face? X's.
I know.
Love was winning there.
That was love was winning. I want to listen.
Sorry to keep you up, Brent.
Sorry, I didn't mean to yawn in your face.
In your ears, listener. Yeah, so that's that, I would say, right?
That is that.
We do have 5 television programs to discuss.
Yeah, where do we start?
We start with Potomac, which airs Sunday nights, 8 p.m. on Bravo channel television.
And the girls have been talking.
Okay, the girls are talking, and I'm trying not to let the girls bring me down. I think there are pockets of fun to be had.
Which pockets?
Occasionally I'm laughing.
When Karen's there.
Oh, when Karen's there, I'm laughing.
She's the comedy queen of our generation.
Yeah. And you actually got to give credit to Candace a little bit.
Mm.
Even though the Candace Giselle stuff is not great, we are in the same room together.
We need to talk about that.
Yeah.
They need to do something.
It feels like Okay, we're on two different tracks right now. We're in like real life and we're on show life right now. So in show life, it feels like things right now as of this episode with her and Ashley could go in a positive direction. Right. Now, we've already been teased fights at dinners about Michael Darby. So we know we have like a difficult road to walk still. But it feels like, wasn't the vibe that came out of BravoCon or something like, we don't currently hate each other?
Maybe.
Maybe that was the vibe. So like that's a step in the right direction. And then another thing to consider with Candace, I would say, is I think like this is an episode that's fine to jump all around with.
Of course.
At the end, when Wendy was saying things, her good buddy Candace was even questioning it in confessionals.
Yes.
So like that's what I like to see. You know?
Yeah, friendships break up.
Well, not friendships break up, but like us not just blindly being on teams without reason. You know what I mean?
For sure. And it's like, ugh, I just wish that like maybe Giselle needs a break and just needs to go to the Winter House. Because I enjoyed her more on Winter House through the phone.
Oh my God. Taking a page out of Jamal's book. Yes. Living on the phone. Okay, we'll get there. We'll get there. Okay. The story with Mia. Crazy. And like, this is like my world.
Okay.
Like an attorney fucking with escrow money that you're holding is so beyond fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like the first thing you learn not to do. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Law 101.
So escrow is what?
So it's like, okay. So when you're selling a property, you get like a contract deposit from the buyer and the attorney's holding that money because like they're not going to give it to you because you're going to go run away with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the attorney's holding on to it. At the closing, the attorney then gives you that money and then directs the other attorney on how all the other checks should be written. It sounds like this attorney like told the buyers to like write some of the checks
to him.
To him, for him to hold for them.
And then he was dipping into it.
And then he was just there's just no reason for him to be holding on to it. Like, just give them their money.
Right.
Like, at the closing, you should just have your money. Like,
isn't this like kind of, it's not the same because it's like real estate versus like other stuff, but it's like kind of similar to what Tom Girardi was doing as far as like, people were giving him money meant for his clients or whatever.
Very similar to it. Like he's convincing.
Am I a lawyer?
Tom Girardi was convincing clients like that he should hold money for people who won.
Yeah.
Settlements or case or like trials. Like there's no reason for him to be holding on to it.
Right.
Like the only reason would be like if it was like a situation where like, oh,
a minor.
Like. But, like, let's set up a trust instead. Mm-hmm. And then, like, if he's going to be the trustee, then, like, so be it. But, like, there needs to be something in place for, like, as to why this is happening. Like, attorneys should just not be holding money for no reason.
This is what I always say about attorneys. Like, the world wants you to think that every fucking lawyer is smart.
Well, I mean, yeah. You can't, like, if something sounds fishy, it might be fishy.
Yeah. It smells like fish.
And then, like, the way that Mia was, like, morbidly bonding with Robin over this.
Because,
like, Robin similarly had money disappear.
Yeah. That is morbid.
Oh, my God. And, like, people, like, taking their lives over it. Oof. Yeah.
I forgot about that part. Jeez.
Yeah. And, I mean, and this attorney did that as well after he was caught. God, like Mia and Gordon really going through it. Cause like they clearly were selling that home cause like times were tough. So they needed to cash out and have that money.
Jeez.
And then he like runs away with the money.
Oh my God.
Crazy. So we got that.
Anyways, everyone go to the Joint Chiropractic on Flatbush.
Oh my God. She's not getting a dime out of that. She's not.
I know, but that, I still think it's wild that like the way she joined the show.
As CEO of Joint?
She presented it as such. When it was like a linguistic thing. Like the CEO of like these three Joint Chiropractics.
Yeah, and also not the CEO.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got that going on. We were just like, we spent a lot of time like just running around shopping for this trip at the beginning of the episode. Wendy and Eddie are kind of recapping pickleball. And like Eddie's like, no, I'm happy Eddie. Like, why are they like, why is Ike acting like this with me?
Yeah, it is a weird conversation. And like, it all comes down to Facebook.
Everyone like laughing about it being Facebook was fun for me.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The OBGYN. Disbar. Take away your medical license. What was going on there?
I don't know. That entire storyline to me is wild. It's just all over.
Well, I mean, this is not like the doctor was just like being buddy buddy with like the husband kind of being like rude to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are we doing? He's like, oh, don't worry about it. Like, you're fertile. You're Nigerian. Like, come back in 6 months.
It's so...
And she's like, I've been trying for 7 months.
Weird.
Yeah.
And, like, that was after, like, the husband didn't even, like, want to go in. He was, like, afraid to go into the OBGYN.
And then, like, he says, like, oh, the reason is because, like, there's low mobility or something for your sperm. But then kind of, like, backs that up and is like, oh, no, let's just keep trying.
Yeah. It's like, he's like, I know you'll be fine because like you're Nigerian and like it'll work out.
Yeah. Okay. The hotel room in the construction zone.
Oh my God.
I mean, the rooms were pretty nice, but we're just like, we're looking at the construction zone even more by the pool.
There's a crane everywhere you're looking. Maybe they were building Gag City, which we'll get to.
We just need like... buckets and buckets of paint.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Austin? I haven't.
Mm-mm. Let's keep it weird, though.
I feel like Austin's whole thing when I was growing up was like, let's keep Austin weird. But like now Austin's whole thing is like, Joe Rogan lives here.
Oh.
I think.
He does.
Yeah.
Very interesting. The other day I was like looking at a picture of Jeremy Piven and I had to like tell myself, oh, that's not Joe Rogan.
Mm. Some of those men...
they're just like a hop, skip, and a jump from each other. Yeah. Okay. Is there anything else to really address? I mean, like the Robin and Karen thing is like funny, but I don't really understand it.
Mm-hmm.
The pies and everything.
Yeah. It's like, that's her metaphor for letting Robin back into her life a little bit, but some of it's staying in the freezer.
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of pie.
It's all we know is it's a $2 Safeway buy.
Yeah, it's probably Apple.
Okay, do we need to like land on anyone else before we get to Wendy and NECA?
I mean, like there is the, like Karen's trying to reason with Giselle that she can let Candace back in her life.
Oh, yeah.
Being like, we're back in a good place and like, you're enjoying it. Why can't you, don't you have room for someone else?
I mean, I do love like Candace... slyly being like, oh, you think you don't talk to me and I won't be on the show anymore. But
right.
Here I am.
Exactly. And like, arguably at this point is like, Candace's star is on the rise.
I mean, Candace just has more to give right now than Giselle.
Yeah. And everyone's already still a little salty about Giselle after fucking Rugged 3 with the tequila bottle.
Yeah. Okay. NECA and Wendy. Now, NECA's had a rough introduction, I would say.
Agreed.
Especially because, like, let's contrast this with, like, Monica. Monica's, like, gone through so much on the show. But, like, for whatever reason, like, it didn't feel like she came on and was, like, just immediately, like, fighting with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if anything, she was, like, came on and was immediately fighting with her mother.
Right. But I think we'll get to Monica, but I feel like that's about to change.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
She's like now in present day persona non grata.
Except Meredith's leaving the door open, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay. I was a little shocked to see some of these receipts and be like, oh no, my doctor.
And like from what's been posted online.
There's fun stuff being posted online. Stuff about BBLs.
Yeah. And just like, it feels like what Wendy's been posting and providing is edited and not telling the whole story.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. I went today to Wendy's feed and I was like, doctor, like make your case.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think a case was really made.
And it's like, what are we're initially fighting over like someone claims they knew someone. Mm. Why can't we know each other? We're all on the same show.
When we got the flashback of Lebe being
praised,
held in such high regard.
You are the kind of woman I want
Cameron to grow up to be.
Yeah.
You are both cultural and Western. You are the mother I never had, the sister everybody would want.
Sometimes these editors have the receipts.
See, like, that's the thing. Like, I love a cast that's been around for a while.
Because,
like, you get a surprise like this. Like, we're not going to get something like this on Roni Reboot because we don't know these gals.
Exactly.
So, like, that's why, like, when I say there's, like, pockets of fun, like, not that this is fun, but, like, I was shocked.
There's interesting stuff still happening, even though a lot of this show feels like really toxic and weird right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be there next week then.
Of course.
Okay. Shall we go over to, I'm just going to say it, the best that there is to offer right now.
Salt Lake?
Salt Lake City. This trip to Bermuda.
It feels like whiplash.
I mean, these girls never got this. This is their first bite at the apple.
Of being away from the country.
This is their first lick at the snowflake.
Yeah. Maybe like this is their first sip of a dark and stormy.
Yes.
Speaking of that, just like Lisa pretending to be engaged in any sort of like activity is always so funny because she just goes too hard.
No notes on anyone.
No. I mean, it's good.
I know. Yeah. No, it's good. Just like everyone is bringing their best. And I've been down on Meredith for a while.
Sometimes your best is 2 Xanax and 2 bottles of champagne.
Like, the thing is like, if we were home, we wouldn't get this. Because, like, we're stuck with her. And she's stuck with us in the cameras. So, like, we are bearing witness to Meredith being, like, loopy-loopy.
Unraveling. Just, like, she's so cold.
She's so cold. And, like, there's, like, Jonathan, no! Monica and I are in charge of the temperature of this car.
And just, like, once they get to the house, like, Heather doesn't even, like, realize they're going to choose rooms until it's too late.
And it's crazy that, like, all she wants is a bathtub. And it's the rare, it feels like the rare instance on a Housewives trip, we actually have a room for everybody.
Yeah.
5 of the rooms have bathtubs, and she has the one room that does not have a bathtub.
I will say, don't think she should have been taking a bath in that state.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it's for the best.
For good.
Yeah.
And like, if it was me, I would take a walk-in shower any day of the week over the bathtub.
Yeah, me too.
Like you, I mean, granted, the bathtub you want when you're sick, but like, I don't know if she was sick. I
think she just was, she mixed too many things.
Yeah, you're not sick. Okay, hold on. Rewind. Angie K. Rolling up to the airport with 3 diamonds
on her forehead.
On her forehead.
Unafraid to take a risk.
This woman becoming accidentally iconic.
Is there another example of a housewife that like became accidentally iconic in this way?
I gotta really like marinate in this.
Is it like, it's a different flavor than Alex McCord.
Oh, very different flavor.
But I mean, they both, the similarities is that they both tried very hard.
Yeah.
But people were down on Alex for seasons before she became appreciated.
Oh, yeah. People didn't even appreciate Alex till she was gone. Yeah. Like, at least we're appreciating Angie while she's with us.
Exactly.
So that's good.
I think our Housewives media literacy has improved in the last decade and a half. Yeah.
In some regards, and in some regards, no.
Mm. Oh, well, yeah. There's a bunch of dummies who read something and believe it. No problems.
Okay. I am loving the trifecta of Lisa, Heather, Whitney. Like, we're battling it out for Lisa's friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're just beginning to mend fences from Rugged 3. And Lisa's the one to, like, tear us apart.
And Lisa doesn't want to be the one.
She doesn't want to be friends with either of them.
I know. She's like, these fucking losers. Get me another brunette in here. I think Lisa only likes brunettes.
I mean, I think Lisa and Meredith might be on like the best of terms right now.
Good. I saw them like tweeting playfully at each other.
Like kissy emojis to each other.
Yeah.
I think love is winning there.
Good.
And then like it's nice for Monica to get a break, I would say.
Yeah. Break in her like ancestors' country too.
Yeah. Meredith getting glam done.
In bed.
By the man who wanted the donut, I think, that Monica denied. I think that's the same man.
Oh.
I mean, roll footage. But I think Meredith's glam man wanted the donut and got the donut and the rum.
That makes sense.
I mean, in Salt Lake City, I do think, like, everyone's all connected there.
Yeah, and I mean, it was Meredith's event, so it would make sense for her glam to be there.
Yeah.
It's like Glam by Pam being at one of Kyle or Shannon's events.
You and Glam by Pam.
I feel like nobody gets who I'm talking about.
Cara Berry from Everyone's Business But Mine, thinking that was a photo of Dina Dudley, I was screaming.
Glam by Pam, just a little education for everyone out there. From the moment Kyle Richards stepped onto Housewives, Glam by Pam has been with us doing Kyle's makeup.
So, like, Pam has grown, I would say. Because
she now does not just Kyle. She does Shannon. She's done Teresa. She does Candy Spelling.
That's interesting that she does Teresa. Because I know Teresa has, like, a few, like, serious, like, New York girlies doing her makeup, too.
When Teresa's in L.A.
Oh.
Yeah, because there are the New York girlies who Teresa borrows from Watch Happens Live.
Yes. Yeah.
There needs to be, oh, here's a pitch.
A bonus episode?
Limited, or we could do a bonus episode on Glam, but a limited series on Bravo following the Glam.
Oh, well, they don't listen to us. That's like when we wanted, before they were Housewives and we never got that.
I know, but this is a really good idea. And obviously Glam by Pan would be center
makeup brush.
Makeup brush, yeah. I noticed her all the way back then because she has a sort of resemblance to Alexis Bledel.
Okay, you know who else is on this cast? I believe her name is Caroline, and she works for Watch Husbands Live, and she's friends with Lindsay Hubbard and was like at the Lindsay Hubbard engagement party and was one of the people that like Danielle was freaking out at.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And who's the Watch Happens Live hair guy? Him too.
I don't know who that is.
They're always tagging him.
Mm, okay.
I think he's the one who gave Taylor her Bob.
Hey, Bob. But first, Bob.
And then obviously, Donut Boy can be in this show too.
A Donut Boy, yeah. He's a new up-and-comer.
Didn't we first experience somebody like getting glam done while sleeping? Like Khloe Kardashian getting ready for Kim's wedding?
Because
she was so hungover.
Okay. I believe you.
I think that happened.
Okay. I mean, we're at dinner. I loved Angie and Meredith not fighting at dinner.
Oh, and cheersing?
And cheersing. Yeah, that was fun for me. But like, Oh, I love the whole narrative of the fight of like Whitney's telling Heather that Whitney is changing Lisa for good. Oh my god. She's now volunteering for the Special Olympics.
Oh my god.
She's not thinking about herself.
Oh yeah, they did like a polar bear plunge together.
Yeah.
Anytime we see Lisa's body, I'm like, this isn't Taco Bell.
Body by Wendy.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty much it for Salt Lake. Should we talk about the Salt Lake reunion looks that dropped?
Of course.
Now, I got to say, this is now season 4 reunion. I think this is their best as a collective.
Interesting.
Oh, you don't see that? I think they like looked crazy the first 3 years.
I think most of them still look crazy.
Oh, I think we've like this almost looks like a page out of like this year's Orange County reunion to me. Like very clean, bright, pop.
I think Barlow, Angie K, Monica, and Mary work.
Okay.
The other three are like,
ooh. I think Whitney's trying to say something.
Actually, I'll give it to Meredith.
Yeah, give it to all of them.
Okay. I mean, I'm not a fashionista.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm wrong. I know.
You're wrong. We got on this debut of New Looks, Monica posted a carousel of this look. And then I guess like a mugshot of hers has been circulating that had not crossed my desk until she brought it to my attention.
Same. Get ahead of the story.
But she's getting ahead of it. And I gotta say, in the pantheon of Housewives mugshots, she's serving C like never before.
I mean, she's serving C in the mugshot. She's serving C in
the reunion.
The reunion too.
So it's like a double C.
Double C, two C's, one cup. I will say, I do like that they switched up the set a little bit.
Well, I'm
getting to it. They did Bermuda, but covered in snow. I would like maybe 1 year where snow is not on the ground for this reunion set.
I mean, I do like that we're like now, we just bring the snow wherever we go. Should we bring the snow to Winterhouse?
Yes.
Oy, oy, oy.
Danielle is down bad.
Danielle. Danielle. Coming off of Summer House, where like someone has never looked crazier on one of these shows.
Yeah.
And you had this isn't like a rugged situation where like Summer House had not aired yet, and you don't know. You know damn well.
You know damn well, Danielle.
And this is what we're doing. Now, granted, like, I understand.
Alex
is a fuckboy.
Yeah, I understand to an extent the position that Danielle is in when it comes to being fresh off a long-term relationship.
Yes.
Wanting some attention in this house, getting some attention, and then that guy, I mean, like, it is fucked up. Like, that guy fucking around or, like, flirting with other girls in front of you after he banged you, like, downstairs 10 minutes ago, that is shitty.
Yes.
I think the more egregious thing that she did was her conversation with Jordan.
Okay, remind me.
Where she, like, sits Jordan down
and
is, like, trying to be, like, I don't know why like we're not vibing. Is it because like
Yes,
don't have guys to flirt with?
Oh my god, yes, that was like so fucked up. And then she's like bullying our boy Brian Benny.
I know, he just got a package from his mom and she's throwing the contents around.
And like I mean, they're all doing this every episode, but for some reason like the Danielle like I want a party, like this episode really bothered me.
It was
It's so lame.
It was like, you can't open your package because we're partying.
We're going to party. It's like, relax.
Even Kyle was like, so if I go take a shower right now, are you going to be pissed at me?
The kid, like the grandfather of partying.
We got a party.
Oh my God. She's down bad.
Yeah.
I did watch Women's Live. With
Floody and
Floody
Alex.
And Alex and Jordan in the audience, and like the clues that they were giving about the reunion that has filmed that was also in the clubhouse seems to be Danielle jumps off the deep end. Watch as she dives in.
Oh no!
Right?
Yeah.
Which we're quadrupling down,
I guess. I need to watch the video. Apparently, there was like one of those Page Six panels yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
I think
yeah.
Danielle and Jordan yes. were on it.
Oh, together. Oh, yeah. Interesting.
And Jordan seemed kind of like against Danielle when she was sitting in the Oprah chair.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't watch the Page Six clip. Okay. Interesting.
I think it's interesting. Another thing from that Watch Happens Live. Mm. Interesting hearing Floody talking about running into Katie Maloney at BravoCon. Oh. And like
Andy being like, did Katie Maloney know who you are? And Floody's like, I assume so. And I'm like, I don't think so.
No offense, but like, I know Below Deck's a big show, but there's so many different deckhands who look the same.
Listen, and like, I think I'm the perfect example for this. Mm-hmm. Unless you watch Below Deck, you do not know anyone other than the captains. Mm-hmm. And Kay Chastain.
Yeah.
That's literally all you know.
And then you know of the term Junjun and Hannah.
Barely.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of captains, Captain Sandy came for like 2 seconds. Thank God.
Oh my God. Thank God. People are coming. Did Riley leave this episode?
Yeah.
I think so. Corey's parents came. Sam's coming tomorrow. We never could, like, just land somewhere.
I know. We're FaceTiming with Giselle.
Giselle.
Her doing her little TikTok dance for him. And he's, like, trying to act horny, being like, you can't do that when I'm not there.
It's truly, like, a mom. Like, being funny.
Well, she is a mom.
Like, to a young man. It's so bad. And it's like so clear that they're like conspiring.
I know, but I was thrilled. I didn't think we were going to get Giselle at all. And the fact that we even got a mention, I was like thrilled. But now that we're getting her on FaceTime,
Giselle's canon.
She better show up.
We've got fucking everyone from every fucking show showing up.
Have her carpool with Schwartz when he comes back from the reunion.
Oh my God. I can't wait for this to be over.
I am enjoying it as just like a portrait of someone's spiraling.
A portrait of a spiral.
Yes.
I do want to point out, I believe reunion is going to be immediately following finale on Watch Happens Live.
So it'll be the Watch Happens Live for the
exactly.
finale. That's good.
Yeah. So we're not like stringing this out forever.
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Shall we go to Beverly Hills, picking up at Weed Dinner. Now, this is where we're getting.
So, sometimes Beverly Hills dinner parties and fights come across as a little too, like, buttoned up or, like, I don't know.
It's like, I thought you were going to be a little boring.
Yeah. This
was not
unraveled in a way that actually, it didn't feel as contrived as Beverly Hills can feel.
Mm.
Just because we've got so many unexpected players in the mix.
I love when, this is like such a small thing, but probably important for you. I love when like Faye keeps chiming in and everyone's like, who's talking? Like, shut up. Like that's, no one wanted to hear it from Faye.
I know, it's sad. I loved the chef turning to like his cook being like, Denise fucking Richards is so fucked up right now.
Okay, Denise Richards. Versus Erica Jane. Round one. Fight.
It's like,
what are you talking about?
Watch the show.
I gotta say, watch the show. This, it's like the 1-2 punch of like Potomac, like she didn't want her on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then this, watch the show. We're just like, we're saying the word show.
Yeah. I thought you were going to be, we'll get to the word show. I thought you were going to say it's the 1-2 punch of name them, then watch the show. Just these like unwell women repeating and repeating.
No. Just like the show.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Me too. And I mean, like, Denise is the reason pretty much about what, why we are mentioning the show more.
Yeah.
She did bring us Bravo, Bravo, fucking Bravo.
I mean, Denise is putting a little pep in the step, I want to say, of this season.
Yeah.
She really is.
Yeah.
Like, production's probably like, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Bring her in more.
And then my fan theory, she just kept showing up. Unannounced, and then you corrected me saying no, they kept inviting her. Okay, so we got that.
Could you imagine? She like gets a sense that there might be something happening at Kyle's, so she just walks in.
We've got more of Sutton.
Ugh.
Smoking the joint at the dinner table.
Okay, Sutton had an iconic moment smoking the joint at the dinner table.
Mm.
That a scary moment in the kitchen later.
What? Which is what?
You've already lost two sisters. You want to lose another one or a third?
I actually like. I would not say scary. I would say good. Like her calling herself the fourth Richard sister. Very Kristen Wiig as Kris Jenner. Four sisters.
Yes. Also very Dana Wilkie as like...
We're in this together.
We're in this together. Always. And always. Yeah.
That's how it's always been.
And just like the collective...
Gas.
Oh, that's not, basically.
In
the sense that from everyone in that room. I was just interested, and I'm probably the only one who had this interest of like, Cynthia is at this party as Sutton's friend.
Yeah.
So she kind of has to like
cheerlead her.
Go along with her.
Well, like as an anti-Kyle activist, Sutton could not have picked a better friend.
Yeah, true.
Now, it should have really, Watch Robin's Life should have been Sutton and Cynthia.
It really should have.
That would have been the team.
Yeah.
The dream team.
Do you think anyone else smoked the joint?
I don't recall seeing it. I thought someone asked for it. I don't remember.
Maybe. I think she like tried to hand it to Erica and Erica didn't. Anyways, okay. Anne Marie. The girls were saying last week that after people were talking online, Anne Marie's being demoted. She's not going to get any confessionals. Yeah. All this stuff. Sorry. She got confessionals. Mm. I don't know exactly what she does later in the season. I probably won't agree with it, but unfortunately.
I mean, she came into that little dinner being like, yeah, always. We've always been together, always will.
Yeah, soldier.
Okay. Denise Richards versus Dariq Hemsley, round two. Fight! The upside down jacket. I was laughing and laughing and laughing.
Just like it's so funny. Like, her, Kyle, and Sutton, like, stumbling over to that area, even. And, like, she's, like, looking through the little window.
Yeah. She's like, you see that? Like, what are you... But Denise being like, you know what you're doing, Dorit. You know what you're doing. And Dorit's like, no, your jacket is actually upside down. Oh, my God. I'm having so much fun with my girls.
She's like, I got to get out of here.
I wanted it to never end.
Me too. Dinner party from heaven, actually.
Dinner party from heaven. It was like 11 o'clock, which felt late for these girls.
I know. Whenever they pull out a time like that, yeah. I'm like, I didn't know that these dolls hung out this late.
Like, they only do when they're on a trip.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. We're jumping around a lot. We are pleading with PK to continue homeschooling.
Yeah.
Dorit and the trauma. It's like, really, she's got a lot of the kids go to school.
I know, but she's got PTSD.
But like, they'll, I want to say they'll be fine at school, but famously, schools are where a lot of shootings happen. Yeah.
I was surprised when we get a lunch the next day that is Crystal, Sutton, Garcelle, and fucking Denise Richards walks in.
Well, she just kept showing up.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tail. Like, if she looked one way the night before, she looked the exact opposite.
Was this the very next day?
They said it was.
Okay.
She looked so put together.
She was serving.
Yeah. Yeah, talk about serving C.
Yeah.
And I will give it to Crystal. I like Crystal and Sutton's friendship because Crystal both goes from defending Sutton when she's not there to also calling her in when she knows that Sutton did something bad.
Oh, the sisters.
The sisters thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
People give Crystal shit, but I think she's moving plot.
She's moving plot. Okay. Silent for the first half, but deadly for the second half.
Sure.
From what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kyle and Anne-Marie.
Pickleball.
Anne-Marie's looking to be the fifth sister.
I know.
Like, are we to believe these are...
Best friends.
The bestest of friends.
The best friends.
And it's funny, like, Kyle, she's giving, like, Halloween acting. Like, oh, my dear friend Anne-Marie. Right?
Yeah. And I mean, like, Kyle's an athlete now, so she loves that she gets to play pickleball.
Two athletes.
Yeah. The dolls love pickleball.
Oh, they sure do.
Randall Emmett's impact.
Mm. Okay. We're going on a hike. And I'm going to bring a Kim Richards.
It's going to be Kyle Richards, Dorit, her doppelganger, and Kim.
Mm. Taking the photo together in front of the mountain.
Proof of life. And this is where we're kind of learning that Kyle lost Paris and Nikki in the disagreement. So she doesn't see them. This is where we're also learning that Kim met Phoenix. And apparently on the Paris Hilton reality show, it is like syncing up where we're seeing Kim meet Phoenix for the first time.
Shut up. Yeah. I mean, Kyle can't hold too much of a grudge because Kathy's just meeting Phoenix.
I know, true.
So it's not like you missed out on too much.
I know.
Now, Kim has been coloring the walls from the home she hasn't left for the past 3 years.
It's really jarring to hear that sentence, but to her credit, when you see photos of the drawings,
it's the modern day Pablo Picasso.
They're pretty good.
It's more than I would expect from Kim.
Yeah, but let's get you some canvases. Mm. Just go to Michael's.
Well, we don't leave the home.
Yeah, we'll have someone drop them off.
Kim, why is she not leaving the home?
People really did do take COVID that seriously.
Of course. But like, this is filmed last spring.
I think COVID gave some people, like, obviously we were safe and stayed home for a very long time, but I think COVID gave some people who were apt to or prone to be loners to stay home even longer.
Sure,
fell into more of a habit.
Sure. Okay. This isn't the last we've seen of Kim. She's coming next week.
I know.
To Sutton. We saw the previews already. And Sutton calling it out. There's some points there to be made. Trotting out the sister.
Right.
Like, let's not maybe trot Kim out.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think I've seen this film before, and yeah. I didn't like the ending.
Yeah. Kim's not showing us her best right now, I want to say.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, maybe. Is there anything else you want to say about Beverly Hills?
This episode was thrilling.
Yeah, it was great.
Two thrilling episodes right in a row. Salt Lake and then this.
Ooh. Yeah. Miami.
Less of a thrill, but I'm still happy to be here.
We're happy to be here. But we're kind of like bridging fuck cancer to Palm Beach.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Palm Beach seems like not a destination for them to be going on there, even their small vacation.
Why is that?
It's right there.
Well, they famously went to Key West last year for their small vacation.
Yeah, and that's... But Palm Beach, it's like, oh, Mar-a-Lago.
Mm. Maybe they were hoping to run into Tinsley.
Epstein's mansion.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So, finishing up Fuck Cancer, we finally got the performance of a lifetime from Julia. I did love, like, how Adriana was woven into the story of, like, do we have any requests? And like her naming the song and then coming up to play it on the piano. You kind of got to give Adriana credit. Like, I don't know if she had that in her.
I know. I also like really want to explore the grounds at Adriana's house. I need a full tour.
I want the floor plan.
Floor plan? Like, how big is this backyard?
How many bedrooms?
Yeah.
Rooms? We've only seen the hallway?
Yeah.
Lisa's in, like, in a tizzy with this like Lenny stuff.
Because she allegedly pushed him?
Well, no. Her version is she was getting ready in her bedroom and then he came in and was like acting nasty and then landed on like, this is my house. Like, shut up.
I know, but we go to the confessionals where then we see the women reading the story.
Reading the, like, the police report.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, the fact that the mom, who was on camera with Lisa last year, like, being on her side.
The mom's quote, what a little witch.
I know.
Like, being like, this woman's going to be a better mother than you with, like, the two kids in the hallway. Right there. Oh, my God.
Some of these parents are menaces.
We've always known she wasn't great from back from Miami 1.0.
Yeah.
Roll footage on that one. Yeah. So, and all the women are like, you need to stop talking about this to Jody.
I know.
And she does need to do that.
I mean, she needs Heather DeBrow to sit her down like she did for Gina.
Oh, yeah. No way, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Plastic surgeon's wife to plastic surgeon's wife.
Yeah, matriarch to matriarch.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to wrap this up. Like, we can't live like this.
It's just like, you know in Mean Girls, when Katie Heron can't stop talking about Regina George?
Yes.
It's that.
Yeah, yeah. It is that.
Mean Girls reference. Millennial podcast.
Wow. Oh my God, the musical. Is that next month? I think so. Isn't it like... strangely dropping in January.
Oh yeah, everyone was like,
how dare they,
that's bad news,
how dare they not call. I do think it's so funny that it's like a secret musical.
Yeah,
like you don't know until you like are seated.
I know. Will you be seated?
Yeah.
I guess me too. Because like, even if the music is not my style, I still like the plot is still familiar enough that I'm like, I can.
I'd love to see Renee.
Yeah, Tina reprising her original role. Meadows reprising his original
role? Sure. Some people just like stay teachers and principals for a very long time.
True.
Okay. What else are we doing? We're getting a lot. Like multiple scenes of Alexia and Julia hanging out.
I think this narrative is also being pushed by like Alexia online. She like posted a photo with like a carousel with Julia yesterday before the episode aired.
Oh.
Also, I think probably trying to get ahead of like.
Yeah. Despite the story we're about to embark on.
The lesbian thing.
I need to get permission from Todd.
To stay in the same room as you.
Julia's saying, does she think gay people can't control themselves? Oh my God.
I mean, it would have been just much easier for Alexia to say, I need to get permission from Marisol, which she did, but she also included Todd.
Yeah. Well, that's not where her mind went first.
Yeah, but I think it's like, I think Alexia and Marisol need to stay together if we're staying together. Also, this group always shares beds.
Well, there's so many of them. We can't find a house with 9 rooms.
Get 2 houses next to each other.
Well, we've done that before in Potomac and not love that. Mm. Remember that?
Well, not like a cabin down the street. Like two houses next to each other.
Okay, 2 houses. They're just waiting for them.
Yeah. Or like pull out some cots.
Throw you in a cot.
I'd rather.
Yeah. Okay, what else is going on? Dr. Nicole is like revealing to some of the women that were on the road to baby number 2.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of Gertie upset over the Larsa situation.
Yes, which rightfully so.
Yeah.
And Larsa's still spouting off about that to this day.
Oh, present day.
I think so.
She's just like so stupid.
I need to listen to her podcast.
Separation Anxiety? Is that the name of it? Oh my God.
Her wanting to bring Marcus to Palm Beach. Where's he going to sleep? We're already sleeping 2 to a bed.
Did you notice like the car camera? We were in 3 cars. Mm-hmm. 3 women to a car.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, they use like such an unflattering film and angle in the...
It was like in the middle of the...
The Larsa Alexia car.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, do the producers hate this car?
Probably.
Yeah. Anything else from this episode?
We do go apartment hunting.
Oh.
And it was an interesting group because it was Lisa, Adriana, and Larsa.
Yes.
I was like, what's Adriana doing here?
I love this.
No, me too. But I was like, huh.
Well, what was the shopping group? It was, no, it was the sunflower group. It was Nicole, Alexia, and Julia. It's like, what is this?
Yeah, what is that? Alexia would not usually be in a field cutting sunflowers.
Yeah.
What do you think about the dog coming with us?
Who?
Julia's dog coming with us.
He's in the car.
No, I'm saying like come like this big ass dog coming with us to all these outings.
Oh, I didn't notice him. I zoned out on him. He came to what?
Came to sunflowers.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, sunflowers I wouldn't mind because that's outside at least.
I just think it's like interesting. I love dogs, but like a dog big like that.
Yeah.
And I know her thing is to bring her animals. At least it's not a goat. But a dog that big to me is like, that's a lot.
Yeah. Maybe I prefer the goat, actually.
To butt heads?
Yeah. Okay, the $6.9 million home. It's kind of like, maybe like the attorney has already given her an idea of like what we're going to expect out of this divorce. But like, it's almost like, let's count our chickens before they're hatched.
Let's start looking in the neighborhoods that Marisol and Adriana are living in. Let's get a nice bungalow.
For the two little kids.
Who cares? I'm sure you can find a three-bedroom.
Sure, yeah. There are probably three bedrooms.
Yeah. In those houses, I'd rather live in that.
Yeah.
Then, like, see my car from my kitchen, like Alexia.
That's the Miami lifestyle, baby. Yeah. No, I'm excited to be in Palm Beach. I'm disappointed that it's only two nights.
Yeah, me too.
That feels like way too short.
But we'll figure it out.
Where are we going main trip?
Ooh.
Do we know?
I do not know, actually.
Yeah. Okay. Anywho, why don't we do a Freak of the Week and the One True Queen.
Okay. Freak of the Week. There is some fanfic based on a blind item that's going around. And it is from my favorite blind item site. You know that, like, GeoCities site?
Oh,
AGC.
Alex lives on that.
Yeah.
The attorney blind item.
Yeah. So there's a TikTok based on a blind item that is trying to imply that Andy Cohen and John Mayer are in a relationship and have moved in together. As somebody who is a bit of an expert, I listen to Andy Cohen live every day.
Yeah.
He's going on a date tonight with some Texan guy.
Oh.
And not to say that they wouldn't be in an open relationship, but, like, I know enough about his dating life that, like, if he's... First of all, it's bullshit. Like, it's...
Yeah. I mean, listen, I, as someone who only recently listened to the audiobook for the Daddy Diaries, I am just, like, so mesmerized by that particular friendship of all his friendships. I'm like, what is this? And, like, they do seem to like each other a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, is what they have in common the Grateful Dead? Is that the thing? Is that the tie that bonds?
I think it started there. Music. I guess.
Yeah.
But it's, sorry guys, it's not happening.
Love's not winning.
Love is not winning.
It's not a modern day Harlequin romance novel.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Our One True Queen this week, something truly so stupid.
It's one of those things that is making the internet fun again for me. And it is, okay, so Nicki Minaj is releasing Pink Friday 2.
As you're listening to this, Pink Friday 2 is out.
Yeah, and in, like, the background of the... of, like, the cover for the album, I think, is the city.
Okay.
And I think this is the origin of Gag City.
Okay. So the One True Queen is Gag City.
And people are doing all these, like, AI creations of, like, certain people, like, moving to Gag City.
Or being, like, escorted out of Gag City.
Like, Jamie Spears has been banned from Gag City, and it's him standing at the gates to Gag City, which is a bright pink city.
Yeah.
I saw, like, Swifties protesting in Gag City.
I saw Jennifer Lopez, like, crying outside the entrance to Gag City, not being let in. We saw Brenda Lee entering Gag City in her finest Christmas attire.
Like, I saw Abby Lee Miller entering Gag City. And it, most of them are, like, the ones that are the funniest to me are, like, so-and-so has arrived in Gag City.
I mean, it's truly so stupid, but, like, we've been sending it to each other, like, in a group chat, like, all day, and everyone makes me laugh.
And then there was one that wasn't AI, but it was Bethany in a in, like, an old Halloween costume where she has this, like, ugly pink wig on.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was Bethany's trying to gain access to Gag City.
Oh my god. So, like, my question is this, like, a fan generated viral moment, or, like, is the team behind it?
I think it's a fan moment, but...
So she should be, like, thinking her lucky stars. Because, like, Nicki's, like, really fallen out of favor for good reason.
Yeah.
So we're not, like, celebrating...
Her.
We're celebrating the art she has inspired.
The Barbs who are creating this art.
Yeah.
Actually, it's, like, it's gone beyond just Barbs. It's, like, really taken, like...
Oh, everyday people are...
Yeah.
...creating Gag City moments. It's so stupid. I love stupid.
I know. I wanted to, I tried to create one that was...
Oh, you're so good at AI art.
I know. I'm going to maybe post this one. So maybe it'll be up before this airs. But I created one that was Adele is at pieces in Gag City.
What? How'd it come out?
It came out. She doesn't really look like her, but maybe that's funny. I'll show it to you. Oh my
god!
This.
Oh yeah! Oh my god! I can't wait to see.
I created the view in Gag City, which I might post.
Oh, okay. Well, you got like plenty on your mind. Oh my god! I think Adele is that piece in Gag City. Okay. Wow! 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 What a week! What a week! What a week! I think that's it, babes. Head on over to comethroughqueen.com for links to everything. Patreon pre-show and bonus episode. Links to social. Maybe you'll find Brendan's Adele is at pieces at Gag City somewhere on one of Brendan's social media accounts. So just like, comment, subscribe, heart, share, retweet.
Love us, please retweet.
We'll see you next week. Bye. Bye.
See ya come through, Queen.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.